Today, we'd like to see Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 54, under the title of The Key of Knowledge. To align with multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 34, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. What does it mean? What does it mean? Question two. What are Jesus' seven answers to a Pharisee, the inviter, who marvels he's not washing before dinner? What are Jesus' seven answers to a Pharisee, the inviter, who marvels he is not washing before dinner? Last question three, in verse 52, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in your service, and those who are entering in, you hindered. What is really the key of knowledge in this context? What is really the key of knowledge in this context? A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine today. Pharisee worked with lawyers and scribes. Lawyers interpreted the five books of Moses, or Torah, or Pentateuch, adding new regulations. Scribes copied them by handwriting. Pharisees read and practiced them, commanding people to do so. Cleansing ritual is at issue. The ritual originally was commanded by God, such as Levite chapter 11, verse 25. Whoever carries a part of the carcass of any of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. But God did not command the washing before dinner, but the lawyer added them throughout interpretation from such a washing ritual in Torah. Scribes copied them, and Pharisees practiced them and commanded the people to do so. That's why Jesus answering initially to a Pharisee, the invite, extending to Pharisees, the whole group, then extending to scribes, and finally extending to lawyers. There are seven answers right here. Verse 33, no one, when he has lit a lamp or a candle, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand. Why? Because to give light. In order to give light, the lamp should on the lampstand or on a candlestick, that those who come in may see the light. So the light, Jesus himself said, John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Life is inconsistent with darkness. Light never compromises with darkness. So the light is Jesus Christ. The lamp of the body is the eye. Here the eye means the spiritual discernment or spiritual insight, spiritual understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man, or non-Christian, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. The spiritual things are foolishness to the natural man, or to non-Christian. Nor can he know them. Non-Christian cannot know the spiritual thing because they are spiritual discerned. Spiritual thing required to be spiritually discerned. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also full of light. Your spiritual discernment is good, your whole body. Your whole life also is full of Christ. Your life just like Christ. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Your spiritual discernment is dim. Your body, your whole life is full of darkness. Darkness, simple as. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Verse 36, if then your whole body is full of light, whole life, having no part of dark, the whole body will be full of light. Whole life will be full of Christ-likeness life, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Here, lamp purpose gives you light, or a candle purpose to give you light. That's why the candle lamp shouldn't be in the hidden place or a secret place, rather than the lampstand or a candlestick to give you light. Verse 37, and as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So a certain Pharisee invited Jesus Christ for dinner, but Jesus went in and sat down to it. When the Pharisee saw it, the inviter saw it, he marveled, he surprised that Jesus had not first washed before dinner. So now, Jesus answered in seven ways, not only to the invite, to all the Pharisees, scribes, and lawyers. 39 to 41, number one. Jesus pointed out one answer, number one. Then the Lord said to him, the invite, now you Pharisees, an old group of Pharisees, make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. So outside clean, but inside unclean. So outsiders are clean, but insides over hearts are unclean. So verse 40, foolish one, so not wise. You did not understand. He who made the outside make the inside also. God who made not only the outside clean, but also inside clean too. But you thought only outside clean, you don't need clean inside heart. But rather, here Jesus give example, give alms of such things as you have. Then indeed all things are clean to you. So once you give a charity to a needy person, you don't need to give a charity to any other needy people. Because one time you give a certain charity to a needy person, that's enough. You know, you don't need. That is a foolish thing, because compassion as a form of a neighbor love must be existent. That's inside clean required. Verse 42, here now, number two. Number one, 39 to 41 said, outside clean, but inside of heart unclean. That's Jesus' one answer. Number two, verse 42. But word to you Pharisees, so bad to you Pharisees, for your tither, mint and rue, and all manner of herbs, tithing all spices herbs from your gardens, So exactly account them out, one for God, nine for you. So this surprised her like a seed, very tiny thing. So exactly they counted them out, one for God, nine for me, like that. So this is a very stingily greeting me. They accounted them out, one for God, nine for you. But passed by judgment, neglect, judgment, law, and equity. So neglect God's justice and the love of God to love of God. So you don't love God. So neglect justice, the love of God. So then these you ought to have done. So these meaning inside the marriage, justice and love of God should be done without leaving the others undone. So then, tithing must come from the heart of justice and the love of God. That's a point. Then, number three, verse 43. Woe to you, Pharisees, so bad to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues. You love to draw attention and praise from people in the synagogues, in the temple. Love greetings in the marketplaces. Love more people to the soul in the marketplace. Marketplace, obviously, more people than in synagogues. So they love prominence, celebrity. They love to be glorified by people rather than glorify God. That's number three. Number four, verse 44, what to you, scribes and Pharisees? Now, Jesus added the scribes group here. Scribes is a copy of scriptures and lawyers' interpretation. Hypocrite. Hypocrite is inconsistency between inside and outside. Hypocrite, for you are like gravers which are not seen, and the man who work over them are not aware of them. Unmarked gravers. Numbers chapter 19, verse 16. Whoever in the open field touches one who is slain by a sword, or who has died, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. So touching a dead body or a grave is unclean. But the man who walk over the graves are not aware of the graves, because your graves has no mark, no name tag, or just same level on the ground. So the dead body within the graves. So you like graves hide unclean things of heart. So that is number four. The problem, you like graves, you hide unclean things of heart to the people. Verse 45, then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, teacher, by saying these things, you reproach us also. Lawyer recognized the lawyers as accomplices of the Pharisees, so co-workers of the Pharisees. So that's what lawyers point out. You reproach us, including lawyers too, scribes and Pharisees. Then verse 46, number 5. And Jesus said, woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens of heart to bear or to carry or to keep, and you yourselves do not touch it, the burdens with one of your fingers. You do not keep even a little burden. So, New regulation is added to the scripture, like washing before dinner. For example, Sabbath day, they developed how much weight carry. Also, rescuing a trapped animal is okay, but healing a man is unclean on Sabbath day. They made up that rule. Luke chapter 14, verse 5. Then Jesus answered them, saying, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on Sabbath day?" So lawyer allowed rescue, trap the animal, but not allow healing person. They interpret in that way. They made up new regulation added to the scriptures, to the Torah, the five books of Moses. So, not touch it with one of your fingers, not keep even a little thing. So, put burdens of new regulation hard to keep. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 36. At the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more. For every man's word shall be his burden. Like lawyers. For you have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. Also, book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 5, 10, 11. Stephen the deacon preached before the council. But some of the sect of the Pharisees, this one is a different one, is Peter state that, not Stephen, a case right here. Stephen later come out. This is Peter. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed the rose up saying, "It is necessary to circumcise them, Gentile Christians, and to command them, Gentile Christians, to keep the law of Moses." Then, verse 10, "Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke," this is Peter said, "on a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they," not keeping the Lord. This one, exactly the same issue raised by Peter. The Pharisees want to add a new burden, new regulations to believers. That's what Jesus point out is right here, the verse 46. 47, "Woe to you, for you build the tombs or the graves of the prophet, and your fathers killed them." Your fathers killed them, killed the prophet. 47 through 51, number 6. They do not hear God's word. They do not hear truth. So you bear witness. You are witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers. The deeds of your fathers that killed the prophet. They don't want to listen to truth or God's word. Prophet is one who delivers God's word, called the prophet. So human being nature, they love soothing, appeasing, comforting words rather than rebuking words. Verse 48, they indeed killed them. For example, Stephen preaching before the council, same thing. Book of Acts chapter 7, verse 52. "Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one, over whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers." So they don't like Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, the Messiah. "Kill them, and you build their tombs." So prophets' tombs, or Stephen's tombs, the speaker of the truth. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them. This is Jesus made the prophecy at that time. I will send them prophets and apostles. Apostles, after Jesus' death on cross and resurrection, some of apostles are martyred. So apostles and some of them, they will kill and persecute. So we know that the Apostle James, you know, was killed by knife. Also Peter, you know, so was killed. You know, church history, so we know that. So those apostles were killed. So verse 50, that the blood of the old prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. Jesus, verse 50, repeat verse 51 too, the last part, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished, who was killed, between the altar and the temple, altar and the sanctuary, that open field, court field. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. So here, Abel, Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, 5, 8. Abel killed by his elder brother Cain. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel's and his offering. Simply, the Lord accepted Abel's offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. God did not accept Cain's offering. Actually, you know, the grain, you know, farm, you know, offering, not, you know, the animal sacrifice, you know, Cain. Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. His face fell. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. So is a godly person, you know, was killed by ungodly person. Also, 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 17 to 22. Here, Zechariah killed by Joash, who was rescued by Jehoiada. Jehoiada, the father of Zechariah, the priest, until 7 years old, from Athaliah's killing descendants of David. Athaliah's, tried to kill all, you know, David's descendants. That time is the high priest, Jehoiada, rescued Joash from Athaliah's threatened killing. But 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 17 to 22. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah, the high priest then, came and bowed down to the king. And the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served wooden images and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. So basically, after the death of Jehoiada, the king's mind, the king's heart was changed from to God and to idols. Yet, God sent the prophets to them, so king and king's subject, king's aides, to bring them back to the Lord. And they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says the God, why do you transgress the commandment of the Lord?" Because they reinstitute idol worships. "So that you cannot prosper, because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. So they conspired against him at the command of the king, Joash. They stoned him with stones in court of the house of the Lord. You know, in court of the house of the Lord, between two rooms, the houses, one is a sanctuary, the other one is the most holy place there. That is a courtfield. Outside is the temple, you know, wall, gate, is that calling court. That is, in the court of the house of the Lord, this Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, actually rescued him from threatening killing, but killed his son, and he died. He said, the Lord took on in and repaired. Jesus gave example, the godly person Abel was killed, and Zechariah was killed. So you did so. Then is that generation also is killing Jesus Christ on the cross. So it shall be required of this generation. This generation, which crucified Jesus, at least this generation contributed to crucify Jesus, the greater than Jonah and Solomon. In the day of judgment, the queen of South, Sheba, and the man of Nineveh, at least came to God, will condemn this generation. So in the day of judgment, before millennium kingdom, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, allowed all believers to be given the authority to make a judgment, to a sentence. That's talking about Book of Revelation, chapter 20. Verse 52, number 7, last one answer. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Key of knowledge here, key of knowledge of truth. The truth, the key of knowledge of the Word of God, the key of knowledge of the Bible. So actually the key of knowledge is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. So we are ready. Natural man do not understand the things of the Spirit of God. So then Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. He's only, I want to learn from you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So in order to receive the Spirit, you should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That time is you receive the Holy Spirit. That time is you may discern the spiritual thing. That's why the key of knowledge of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people say so wise thing, but unfortunately, they do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, which meaning they are natural men. Bible says natural man cannot understand the spiritual things at all. That's why the key of knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also here, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing spirit which you have received from him abides in you. Because you are Christian, the Holy Spirit abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. I am just the instrument to reveal God's word. Actually, teacher is the Holy Spirit teaching you. But as the same anointing spirit teaches you concerning all things of the spirit. And it is true, and it is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Also, Jesus himself said, John chapter 5, verse 39, you search the scriptures, you search the Bible, for in them, in scriptures, in the Bible, you think you have eternal life. And these scriptures are they scriptures which testify of me, who is Jesus Christ. So actually here, basically Jesus answered to lawyers, you remove the key of knowledge, Jesus Christ, the Messiah himself. So, although you searched the five books of Moses very well, but you removed the key of knowledge of the Bible, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior. You do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, which means you don't have the Holy Spirit, which means you do not understand the supreme thing at all. So that kind of consequence. You did not enter in your service. Those who are entering in, you hindered. Basically, you blocked those people who are entering in the key of knowledge or entered in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Jesus, you know, very crucial warning, so we should not, you know, stumbling block or hindering some people, you know, to enter in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, enter in the key of knowledge. Also, 54, this one is darkness people, the nature, always against the light. And as Jesus said these things to them, them meaning Pharisees, scribes, lawyers, answered seven, the scribes and Pharisees began to assail him vehemently, attack violently. How? To cross-examine him, so they, you know, cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say that they might accuse him, attempt to take legal charges against him, pressing and forcing him. This kind of happening was not, you know, just that day, but even in today. So many world area, they try to, you know, take, you know, legal, you know, charge, you know, against the pure, you know, Christian, you know, ministry, you know, way, you know, too. Why? Because the nature of darkness is always, you know, against the nature of light. Because Jesus himself is light. Okay, let's see each question. In verse 34, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. What does it mean? Here, light is Jesus Christ himself. So the eye is spiritual discernment. So when your eye is good, spiritual discernment is good. Your whole body, your whole life also is full of Christ likeness. But when your eyes are bad, your spiritual discernment is dim, is dark. Your body also is full of darkness, full of sinfulness. Question 2. What are Jesus' seven answers to Pharisees, the invite who marveled he's not washing before dinner? So number 1, Jesus' answer, the outside is clean, but the inside of the heart is unclean. That is number 1 answer. Number 2, the tither must come from the heart of justice and the love of God. Number 3, you should glorify God rather than you are glorified by people. Amen. Number 4, you like graves, hide unclean things of heart to people. That's number 4 answer. Number 5, you put burdens of new regulations hard to keep. Number 6, 47, 51. You don't want to hear truths over God's word. Last one is number 7. You remove the key of knowledge, who is Jesus, the Messiah, Savior. So hinder other people to enter in the key of knowledge. That's the 7 answers. Last question 3 in verse 52. Were to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge, you did not enter in your service, and those who were entering in, you hindered. What is really the key of knowledge in this context? Jesus Christ himself. So without Jesus Christ, you cannot understand the Bible, the scripture, the supposed thing at all. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song, then we will pray Lord's Prayer.